It's Band the Rock, Spoil the Child, coming from Studio 1A here at KUTX, the Austin Music Experience. And we're joined here in the studio by our old friends, They Might Be Giants. How are you guys?
Hello.
Hey, good.
Well, much of They Might Be. We've got John, Danny, and Marty, and missing Dan Miller.
Dan Miller's gone.
And we think that he might be off finding barbecue or tacos or something, most likely.
Probably. It is Austin.
It is Austin, indeed. And I was counting up, I think this is either the fourth or fifth time we've had you on the show, which is delightful.
Wow.
But on tour for the new album, Glean, but still got a kids project in the works.
Yes. All year long, we're posting a song every week, and we've been working on kids songs for a kids release to come out sometime in the fall, maybe right before Christmas. We're not really positive, but
okay.
Right around that time.
And I don't have any of the Dial a Song songs thus far. Well, we might talk about Thinking Machine, but with the exception of Thinking Machine, have any of them been kids songs yet or no?
Officially, no, I don't think. I mean, somebody was suggesting that the song Got Getting Up So Down could be
right. An
appropriate song for kids. But the songs that we've been working on have not been on Dial a Song yet.
Okay.
So there's a whole stack of things that are like very specifically for kids.
There's songs that we write for kids, and then there's songs that are appropriate for kids,
right?
Okay for kids, and that was in a way how we got the gig in the first place, was that people assumed that we were not going to hurt their kids with our the music that we'd done for
that
adults.
Seems like a pretty low bar, frankly. That like that's what is okay for you to
well,
be
yeah,
band
I mean,
for
it's
kids,
amazing
like as long as you won't
stuff,
hurt.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Yeah. And, well, you know what? Let's hear a song first, and then I want to ask you a couple
okay.
more questions.
Okay. The.
The.
The alphabet.
The alphabet.
The alpha.
The alphabet.
The alphabet of nations.
The alphabet of nations.
The alphabet of nations.
Of nations.
Nations. Algeria, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Dominica, Egypt, France, the Gambia, Hungary, Iran, Japan, Kazakhstan, Libya, and Mongolia, Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Russia, Suriname, Turkey, Uruguay, Vietnam, West Xylophone, Yemen, Zimbabwe. Algeria,
Bulgaria,
Cambodia,
Dominica,
Egypt,
France,
the Gambia,
Hungary,
Iran,
Japan,
Kazakhstan,
Libya,
and Mongolia,
Norway,
Oman,
Pakistan,
Qatar,
Russia,
Suriname,
Turkey,
Uruguay,
Vietnam,
West Xylophone,
Yemen,
Zimbabwe,
Azerbaijan, Bolivia, Canada, Australia, Belgium, Chad, Afghanistan, Brunei, China, Denmark, Ecuador, Fiji, Guatemala,
Algeria, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Dominica, Egypt, France, the Gambia, Hungary, Iran, Japan, Kazakhstan, Libya, and Mongolia, Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Russia, Suriname, Turkey, Uruguay, Vietnam, West Xylophone, Yemen, Zimbabwe.
So They Might Be Giants, John, Danny, and Marty. Here's Studio 1A at KUTX, engineered by Cliff Hargrove. That sounded great, you guys.
Hey, Bill, I want to thank you, because every Saturday morning when I'm driving to the dump, I get to hear the top of your radio show, and you play a They Might Be Giants song, and it is completely thrilling to be, just like rolling down the back roads and the
That's on WJFF, I believe.
Yes, again,
right?
in
the Catskills.
In the Catskills, yeah.
We got on that station. I didn't even think about the fact that might be your home station.
No, it is, and it's just great.
Utterly
it's,
delighted
it's a
about
perfect,
that.
Perfect accompaniment to the jolly ride,
the dump run. I'm glad to have that associated.
Well, it's a fun time.
So somehow this seems like it comes out of the Alphabet Nation song. Well, I don't know if you remember on previous visits when Ella has been doing the interview, she's had history quiz questions for
her.
And she's actually in the, well, she's probably done by now with her World History AP exam today. That's how long we've been doing the show.
Wow.
Is that
she's I bet she did pretty good.
I think that's probably true, but I asked her to send along some quiz questions for you.
Oh, great.
So we'll just do a couple of them.
She can embarrass us in abstention.
Remotely. Exactly. Yes. Right. Well, I think some of these, let me look here. Well, let's hear. William the Conqueror's father's occupation. Remember what that was.
Can you put the question in the form of a sentence?
Right.
So no.
He was, he was a bastard. I knew that.
Right. So, okay, very good.
That doesn't really help.
But that's good. That's correct.
Piece of information.
And excellent for the children's show, too. father, Viking, mother, washerwoman.
Okay. Just like my family.
Exactly. And let's see here. Yeah, these are all kind of tough. How about what religion did Empress Wu convert to in order to retain political power?
Christianity?
No. A limited number of remaining options. So your second choice?
I'm going to say Buddhism.
Very good. Right over there. John Linnell got it right. So
I was completely guessing.
I've got a big list. I'm not going to impose.
Let it rip. Let's hear some more.
Let's see here.
Pull out the hardest one.
Let's see. Who founded the Ottoman Empire?
Oh, well, Mehmet was the guy who conquered... I don't know if that counts. He wasn't the first Ottoman, right?
Right.
Mehmet was just the conqueror.
Yeah.
Robert Ottoman?
Yeah, I think it was...
the guy who kept tripping over the Ottoman?
It was Dick Van Dyke.
Exactly. Thank you. Osman the First, apparently.
Osman the First.
And let's hear, how long could the Roman consuls serve for? Term limits. Roman consul term limits.
Wow.
These are hard questions.
These are hard questions. I wish I had looked at them before, because I would have said, no, you really should have.
I'm guessing 8 years.
1 year.
Oh, damn.
And on what date was Charlemagne crowned emperor of the...
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Carolina. Do you know this one, John?
No. I know you know it.
You know I know it. Okay. It was 800.
And you know what date?
A Christmas day.
Very good. All right, we're going to finish there with the question, since you got that one right. That's a good way to finish it.
End on a high note.
Yeah. Sweet. Victory is ours.
Victory is yours. So, kids' record coming later this year. You've had four in the past.
Yeah, we started with No, and then which was sort of like a free range kind of record.
Yeah.
And then we did these Disney DVDs with accompanying music albums, and those were all had sort of like educational themes to
right.
them.
Those are the Here Comes.
You know, sort of, yeah, here comes the 1, 2, 3s, ABCs, and science. And so now we're kind of returning to our psychedelic roots with sort of this, I think we're sort of thinking of this album as being like kind of education-free.
Okay, so you know, here right, comes
the
nutrition-free.
Yeah.
Food.
Yes. I was proposing Here Comes Trouble.
But
I think it was already has been rejected by John.
Here comes world history.
We haven't settled on it yet.
And we're talking about maybe calling it Y, W-H-Y.
Right. That's actually really
but,
good.
But my fear about Y is that, again, getting back to the educational thing, it seems a little, presumptuous isn't the word, but what do you call, it seems like it's over, I mean, there's no answers on the record.
Oh, I see. Right? That if you put it as why, that's the question that you'd think people
yeah.
would think that
we
the answer is wrong.
That
record.
Clear.
Yeah. I feel like it should be better called huh.
How about like or huh or we don't know.
Yeah. Right?
Or
yeah.
Yeah. I
don't
know exactly. how to spell that though. And how do you alphabetize?
Yeah. It's unspellable.
I, of course.
So yeah. So I guess I don't know. Maybe why is good.
I like your idea of why without a question mark. I think that just it's sort of blank. Why?
and the picture is just you shaking your tiny fist at this guy.
Yeah.
Could we get another song from you?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
What are we gonna? What do you think you're gonna try? What are
we doing? Let's. I don't know. What should we do? What was the one we were gonna do? We could do Dr. Worm.
Oh, Dr. Worm. That's okay.
Dr. Worm, good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm, I'm interested. interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm. I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know, and you can tell me if you think I'm getting better on the drums. I'll leave the front unlocked, cause I can't hear the doorbell. When I get into it, I can't tell if you are watching me twirling the stick. When I give the signal, my friend Rabbi, who will play the solo?
They Might Be Giants, live on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child from Studio 1A at KUTX, the Austin Music Experience 98.9, engineered by Cliff Hargrove. As always, that sounded great, you guys.
Hey, thanks.
And Dial-A-Song continues throughout the year.
That's right.
And
yeah,
every, people can go to
Tuesday morning, there's a new song out.
And they could follow you on TMBG, for example, on Twitter, or go to, is it TheyMightBeGiants.com?
TheyMightBeGiants.com, TMBG.com, whatever you plug it in, it'll show up. We're on Facebook. We're on all those things.
All those things. Instagram, I know that as well.
Yeah,
and Tumblr,
Instagram account,
which confuses me to no end. Tumblr.
I don't know what Tumblr's for.
Yes.
Evidently, it shows up in a Google search, and that's the important thing.
Okay, it's search engine optimization with John Plansberg. And you're doing a couple of kids shows in Brooklyn at the end of June?
That's right. Actually, yeah, we're doing it. They're very rare that we do kids shows these days. They're really hard to organize for us. But like unicorns, we are doing shows.
That's right.
Anybody who's listening, who's in Brooklyn or who can get to Brooklyn,
yeah,
can go see that. Will there be confetti cannons?
There will be confetti cannons and a confetti machine.
Wow, I didn't know that that was a. I guess
the confetti machine.
I just had a song idea for you.
It spews out continuous confetti.
Wow, that sounds remarkably wasteful.
As long as you feed it, you have to feed it. It's like shoveling coal.
I remember seeing you at a show, I believe in New Hampshire, and coming in and seeing the person with the leaf blower that I believe was used to inflate the large things to the side of the stage during the show, was then using leaf blower to pick up the confetti.
Oh, yeah, that's the way you do it.
Yeah, so it's kind of a recycling thing.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming by, you guys. It's always great to have you here, and look forward to hearing whatever the new kids record might be later on this year.
Yes.